This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
With the busy planting season just around the corner, University of Kentucky Agriculture and Natural Resource agents are using all types of technology to help farmers get ready. Interim Ag and Natural Resource Director Dr. Craig Wood says agents are finding safe ways to provide needed assistance.
Not only through traditional phone, but they're doing a lot of texting with them. They're doing some emailing with them as well to set up safe protocols in which to consult with them on issues and problems that they may be having.
Dr. Wood says one of the best ways is through drop boxes.
Soil samples are going on right now so that farmers can determine the exact amount of fertilizer to put on so that they can have the highest yield possible, where traditionally they would have to bring those samples into the office and process and do things that way. So what our offices have done, a lot of them, is they have drop boxes now.
He says after the soil sample is dropped off, the agent takes care of the rest.
Get that soil sample shipped off, and then they'll get the results back. And then instead of meeting face-to-face like they normally do and talk about the soil sample and make recommendations on fertilization and all that, they're doing that more over the phone, or they're doing it through web conferencing technology if the farmer has that capability.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
It's sad but true. Lots of folks think that food comes from the grocery store. Although that's the final stop, let's remember the first stop, the American farmer. It's the American farmer that faces uncertain markets, uncertain weather conditions, and a multitude of issues that most of us couldn't even understand. So the next time you're becoming impatient as you travel slowly behind farm machinery on the roadway, remember they're not only feeding the Commonwealth and our country, they're feeding the world. If you ate today, think of farmer.